you mentioned, you know, talking about school, 12-year school and everything. What did y'all usually call a woman who conducted school?
Who was what?
Who conducted the school, you know, the woman.
The teacher.
Did you ever hear older people call her anything else? Besides school?
No. The teacher. That's the only name if I ever heard different from out of for women.
And what about the you know, the people who went to school, what would you call them? So they were what? They were
pupils? You know, let's say this. Do you ask me questions? And right now I don't remember what the word. But after you have gone, they're going through my mind and I think of the answer. Then it's too late.
What about a person who's gone up to college? Would you still call him a pupil or do you call him anything different?
Student.
Well, did you have any special name for the first grade that you went into? What did y'all call that?
Primer. Primer.
Yeah. Say in school you'd sit at what? You'd sit at your
desk.
Each
one had his own desk.
And if you got out of school, let's say 3 o'clock, you say 3 o'clock is when school does what?
Say that again, please.
Okay, now if you got out of school at 3 o'clock,
well, school is dismissed at 3 o'clock.
And usually kids would say, well, the day after Labor Day is the day when school
opens.
What about, you know, say a boy goes off to school, his mother thinks he's gone to school, but he doesn't show up, you say he did what?
Well, man, hokey.
Yeah. We're talking about
what time is it, please? You know, we're sitting here talking, time goes far. And the reason I'm asking you on the account of taking my mother.
It's 10 after 2.
About 20 minutes or so, a half hour.
Okay.
I'll go up and take it. I'll only be a couple of moments.
Okay, sure. And, let's see. Now, say a woman named Cooper, you know, married woman, you would probably call her by her first name. You'd call her what? You'd call her
Mrs. Stranger. Like we do from such as actor, which I happen to ask the same thing in time. Because I was telling you Sunday, I was taught to respect strangers and elders. Now, ordinarily, maybe I should call you Mister. I figure we get here talking like we have talking, which I have enjoyed.
Me too.
I ask you to be all right if I called you. Now, to show you an instance, this young lady, Dory, over there at the post office, she calls me Mr. Willard. She's always called me that. And my sister calls me that, which is old enough. And here, sometime last year, she had an appointment with a foot doctor up there in Dadeland. And there's another doctor in the same building that had operated on me in September in the hospital in Homestead. And I had a check from Medicare that belonged to him. So I went with him. And her husband had a cancer in the back of one of his ears. He had, from there, he went into Marlow for treatment. So while we were there in Marlow, she and I, he had this friend of his, done the driving, lives up the road. She and I were sitting in the car waiting on them. So I said to her one day, because I'd known her for many years, I said, Dory, I said, if it's all right with you and you find people, is it all right with them? You can do away with a mister.